Well, guys and gals, it's Terry Dwayne Ashford here in the car seat, that guy. Well, in addition to the announcement that we have made the last couple days that site hit our new ambition to seek positions, reporting, as well as other positions, pulling himself through the tragedy, we want to announce this for you, giving you some reasons and justifications, and we prepared that for you today in our portfolio. So we're going to present that to you, so that you can understand why we are doing what we're doing. See, it's a great thing. It's a nice thing to end up where you should have been in the beginning. You see, when I was finishing journalism school in Georgia, Atlanta, it was a hard decision, a very difficult decision for me to decide to leave the urban city of Atlanta, Georgia, to go back to a rural area to begin a reporting career. It's very difficult for that to have happened. So we now have ended up right back where we started. It's a nice thing to be there. It's a nice thing. So the decision was made for me. And the tragedies, this is probably where I probably need to be, especially with all the commotion about doing what I've certified myself as being not only able to do, but enjoying doing. Pushed me out of the proposal writing world as well. So it didn't matter about that either. It seems like there's some God in this that says, we want you to do it over here. Because that's where we sent you. That's what it seems like it's saying to me. That's exactly what it seems like it's saying. So what we have done is we've provided a statement here. I want you to just listen to it. Then we're going to move on. I am Terry Dwayne Ashford. I am the in the car seat, that guy. And I am also your JIC. JIC, J-I-C, stands for Journalist in Chief. I'm him, you make me. What a wonderful place it is when you end up a place where you were supposed to have been. One recollection of mine reminds me. Correction, one recollection recalls pondering over my next steps in my journalism career. That was whether I would finish this last year of journalism school and head down to a small rural town, begin my reporting there, or will I take some alternative method and to see my journalism career flourish some other way. Some 20 years later, here I stand, with 15 of those years as tenure in journalism, all 20 as tenure as a writer, with 7 of those years as tenure as a reporter, and certifications in information management and the technicalities of writing, all coupled with having started a startup business in journalism called TAT Media and Communications, which carry out the task, each and every task of the journalism career, in lieu of going back to a rural area to begin the reporting. What a nice place to be at, to have been taken back Yeah, back to a place where you have should have been in the beginnings. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. They called me the in the car seat, that guy. And I am happy to present my portfolio for this position. This particular portfolio includes a formal resume, an outline of my experiences that has developed me to be one of the best journalists I think that the world will ever see. In addition to professional certifications in business proposal writing, in technical writing, and even in marketing writing. Broadcast journalism from Georgia State University, and a wealth of knowledge that I equate to, correction, a wealth of knowledge that I attribute to one particular professor, Dr. Till. I bolster Dr. Till's extremely positive impact upon my career, because that is about ethics, giving credit where credit is due. Dr. Till's impact came in the form of simple words that he may not even be aware had that much of an impact upon one of his students. But it was those simple words that showed this student, Terry Dwayne Ashford, the way. So from the ethics of in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, he gives homage and credit to Dr. Till from Georgia State University, who may have no clue how he did it. But in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, does. As a part of this portfolio also, you will find samples of In the Car Seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford's work. Beautiful work, he calls them. Beauty that comes from the fact that his work reflects life. The samples you are about to see as a part of this particular portfolio was chosen for the experiences and the connectivity to life that they reflect. Now, once again, I am Terry Dwayne Ashford. I am the one whom they call the in the car seat, that guy, who self-labeled himself as the Jick. Jick, J-I-C, in the exciting life of the in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford's world, represents the CEO of a corporation, of a business, of an organization, except the JIC, the journalist in chief, leads the reporting, the investigations, the efforts that delivers information in the form of news to the world. Terry Ashford here, Terry Dwayne Ashford, the JIC. J-I-C, journalist in chief, all for you. The in the car seat, that guy, labels himself as the Jick based on the fact that he believes that without his journalistic skill set, the in the car seat, that guy, who goes by no other name other than Terry Dwayne Ashford, would have lost his life. In summary, if it wasn't for Terry Dwayne Ashford's reporting skill set, his life would be gone. He would be dead now, if not in the body itself, it would be in the spirit. The in the car seat, that guy's reporting, Terry Dwayne Ashford's reporting, ceased what the world saw as framing of an innocent person. Hey y'all, they were intending to frame me away inside of a jail underneath some dark jail cell, and then was to pose my skill set as somebody else's who was free on earth, who helped them carry out the crime. Terry Dwayne Ashford's in the car. See that, guys? Reporting skills. And the creation of that GTV ceased the framing in progress. The family of business is under TAT Media and Communications, under the direction of In the Car. See that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, created the alert systems, the news practices, and the defense that alarmed the good people of the world to help save an innocent person. It alarmed everyone that the enemy was coming. That particular alert that was made through that GTV, that guy radio, Ashford Live Talk, then forced the enemy back. Like a cheerleader of Shelby State College basketball team, he was. He chanted, "Push him back, push him back, way, way, way back, push him back, push him back, way, way, way back." And through those methodologies of journalism, TAT Media developed the WATL Talk broadcast through that GTV and the Ashford Live Talk podcast at the time that converted to broadcast. And the life of the innocent person whose life was supposed to have been taken, who goes by no other name other than Terry Dwayne Ashford, as the In the Car. See, that guy was saved. We're going to close with one other fact. The frames that were intended to take In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford's life, was secondary. Nope, they were not the primary. Was not the primary tactic. In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, believes, just as his mother. The In the Car, see that guy, journalist-in-chief that you know of now, was supposed to be dead. The primary tactic was to dispose of the evidence, we believe. Just as the mother of In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, is gone, we believe. In the Car, see that guy, Jick, as you know of today, Terry Dwayne Ashford was supposed to have been dead too. And that was the primary tactic. The secondary tactic, we believe, was to frame him away where no one would ever see him or know of it. It referring to the corruption. The framing Terry Dwayne Ashford In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, into a jail cell hidden away somewhere was supposed to be secondary to the fact that they could not dispose of the evidence into a grave quick enough. And in the end, you all have seen journalism, the reporting skill set, the business prowess, the epitome of faith, the push of defense prevail and save the life of In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, as the new chick of the world. Out of all the choices that has been presented to In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, as a result of the tragedy, the experiences, the tenure, out of all the choices that comes to him, the only viable one, real one, comes for connected to his personality. Personality that, if he was to go for the money, wouldn't get anything done. Why? In the Car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, his mother and people like him We're not driven by making billions and trillions of dollars. We're not driven by that. We're driven by other reasons. So we, out of all the choices, all of them are very lucrative choices. It depends on which one's going to be fitting to the personality in a way where he can do something, anything, something. If you're placing me in a role, then the car, see that guy in a role where he has to work to make as much money as possible, use whatever the experiences and the life that he's seen, that is his, the lifestyle, as they call it. If he has to do that to make all the money in the world, I'm talking about all this money, and see it, and still see it all go to waste, you wouldn't get anything done, because that doesn't drive him. I'm not driven to make trillions and trillions on top of trillions of money. Why? Because there really is enough money on this earth for everybody. There's enough everything on this earth for everybody, to be honest with you, if we do it right. So, in the car, see that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, has only really one choice. That is to be the chick. To be the chick in a balanced, formatted way. A balanced way. We understand what happens. We understand the needs of people. We know we can't take all the bad from the earth. We understand that. But there is a balance. And there's a balance also in terms of this career choice. I can't fight on behalf of dirty money. Sorry, I'm just so sorry. I don't care how black I am. I don't care what my skin tone tells you and your stereotypical viewpoints. I can't fight on behalf of dirty money. So as a result, you've created a melanin tone skin journalist who happens to be the new chief. One of the things I've learned in the field, in the experiences of learning about the exciting life of the good life and the exciting life of that life, I have learned a couple things. And one of them is the use of the money, the use of it. So if we use it right, at least in some type of balanced way, change our mentalities, that'll give us a better life. The good life versus that life sometimes revolves around how you think. The journalist in chief knows that. He knows we can't change everybody's thinking habits. He accepts that. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. I am the in the car seat, that guy. But lo and behold, I am also your Jack, your journalist in chief. These choices were not made because of a desire or steering or anything like that. They were made because they actually seem like they're the only choices for the IndyCar seat, that guy. He can't not work for dirty money, regardless of what color that money is. Well, the money is green, white, brown, or black. He cannot work for dirty money. Money that takes, that do all those crazy things. I'm gonna leave it, I'm not gonna be specific in that part. In the car seat, that guy cannot work for dirty money. And this is a fact, based on his personality, knowing that these things exist on earth. And as your jick, all of that will come in balance. In balance. We understand we can't rid the earth of all the bad things and bad people. We understand that, but we can manage it. Terry Dwayne Ashford, your jick with melanin in the skin, your jick with ballast. Your chick who really loves everybody, he really does. Your chick, journalist in chief.
What we have learned or heard is that someone wanted in the car seat that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, to lead. Yeah, to lead because they were so proud of him. They wanted him to lead. But I'm not sure if they understand that in the role of the JIC, the journalist in chief, journalism, we are leading. All right, it's exactly what we're doing. We're just not leading for the, I'm not going to say the bad things, but we're not leading for evils. We're not, we are leading. We are chiefs. We are bosses, as you wanted him to be. But we are leading for good things and good values of the earth. Somewhat in the way of ministry, just like the journalism professor told me. We are leading. We are bossing. We are making good decisions. We are the decision makers, just as you wanted in the car seat, that guy, Terry Dwayne Ashford, to be doing. You're so proud of him. Well, you should be proud of him even more for leading for good. On that note, we're closing out. I'm Terry Dwayne Ashford. I am your in the car seat, that guy. And I am also your